99.9 Radio USA on the big green tractor there from Jason Aldean, 655. By the way, that Super Bowl trivia question about scoring more than 40 points in the Super Bowl. The Bears beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 20. The score was 46-10. The Bears being the first team to score more than 40 points in the Super Bowl. Let's get weird on the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A New Zealand man sewed up the title of toughest guy in town by sewing up his own leg and heading to a pub after being attacked by a shark. James Grant was spearfishing with some pals when he felt a tug on his leg and turned to see a shark latched onto his leg. Well, he used his fishing knife to scare the critter away, then climbed onto some rocks and stitched up a 5-inch gash using a needle and thread from his first aid kit. Grant then decided to sterilize the wound with some alcohol delivered by mouth at a nearby bar, where he was also given a bandage to keep him from dripping blood on the floor. That, yes, is one tough you-know-what. A Florida man was hauled in by cops after flipping his lid during a fight with his uncle and bashing the older dude in the head with the lid. The lid was from the toilet. The toilet lid. The victim, whose name was not released, was PO'd when he called cops to report that nephew Morris Troutman knocked him off his feet with the seat without provocation. Troutman didn't deny involvement in the incident, but said that his uncle was mocking him and he was tired of being the butt of his jokes. Cops logged the complaint and took Troutman into custody on assault charges. And finally, a Kansas man is counting his lucky stars after he escaped a house fire with his two most important possessions, his life and his Xbox. Not necessarily in that order, I guess. The man woke up last week to a house engulfed in flames. Luckily, he escaped, but while watching the house burn to the ground, he decided to run back in to save his most prized possession, his Xbox gaming system. Firefighters say he made it out again with the game system, but had to be treated for smoke inhalation. And I don't know. Sounds like he's got some other issues that might need to be treated as well. There. That's your weird news this morning. It's 657.
The Ford F-Series for 37 straight years.